And now this is a dictation for Robert Westphal, W-E-S-T-T-H-A-L, July 1941, address as a letter, Dr. Prouty, P-R-O-U-T-Y, 875-3732. Dear Dr. Prouty, follow up for Mr. Westphal, chronic kidney disease, last visit in January, did follow with urology for history of bladder cancer. Cystoscopy was done prior to TURP. Mild degree of prostate hyperplasia. No evidence of cancer. Post void was 11. Has also followed with cardiology, Dr. Kreposman, Ranexa discontinued because of low blood pressure, and pulmonology, Dr. Yadan, Y-A-D-A-N. He complains of dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, minimal orthopnea, no PND. He is concerned about fluctuating levels of urine output and persistent edema, worse on the right, comparing to the left, some 3 or 4 pounds weight gain for the last month. He's been taking Lasix intermittently. Urine output fluctuate in the low side, middle 20s, upper side in the 60s and 70s. Blood pressure at home ranks in the hundreds over 50s and 60s. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight the Entresto, Eliquis, Bisoprolol, Lasix. Present weight 208, blood pressure 9262, lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, tympanic abdomen, no ascites, 2-3 plus edema right, 1-2 plus on the left, prior procedure TAVR as well as ablation. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. From February, creatinine 1.6, GFR 43, normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis 18, normal albumin calcium glucose, anemia 11.2, normal white blood cell, platelet count, phosphorus not elevated, there is recent pulmonary function test. With mild degree of obstruction, and reduce diffusion capacity. The chest rate from January, minor bilateral pleural effusion, a recent kidney ultrasound, both kidneys small, 9.8 right, 9.9 left. At that time, post void of 83, no obstruction. Back in September, there was an echo with a low ejection fraction, which is new, 44, excuse me. The presence of the aortic valve, moderate mitral regurgitation, tricuspid regurgitation, at that time mild pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. We have a long discussion, patient wife and myself, in terms of what is the optimal dose of his diuretics. He has dyspnea, which is multifactorial as indicated above. He has edema, which is more localized on the right since prior procedure aortic valve replacement. This is not new, this is chronic. The localized lower extremity edema not necessarily represent true volume overload. At the same time, he has noticed some weight gain. He's careful with salt and fluid restriction. He's concerned about the unpredictable urine output. Of course, he was not taking Lasix on a regular basis. I will advise to change to a more predictable loop diuretic, for example, Bumex, the equivalent of Lasix 40 down to 1. We will do 1 milligram in a daily basis with potential extra dose according to weight gainings or shortness of breath. He does not need to check urine output any further. We will continue doing chemistry on a regular basis. Continue present medications, including Entresto. Continue anticoagulation with Eliquis. There is no indication for dialysis. We do EPO for hemoglobin less than 10, which is not the case. There is no need for phosphorus binders. There is a component of metabolic acidosis, which might also be exacerbating the sensation of dyspnea. At this moment, however, I'm not adding bicarbonate potentially down the road. No recurrence of bladder cancer, chemistry on a regular basis. We'll see him back on the next few months. End of dictation.